Important notice. All the information and content of the podcasts is not intended to be and should not be considered a substitute for medical or other professional advice. The answers delivered are of general nature and based on average experience with patients. The content might not be applicable and or suitable for all patients. Any treatment decisions are a matter for the individual clinician and should not be based exclusively on the content of these podcasts. I hope you enjoy them.
Welcome to this podcast on common diet and nutrition patient questions. I'm Dr. Catherine Wall from Christchurch, New Zealand. I'm a clinical academic dietitian and a recent member of the Dietitians of ECHO Committee. The learning objectives for this podcast are to provide a brief overview of common nutrition and dietary treatments for the short and long-term management of IBD. The second objective is to highlight how an experienced IBD dietitian can help support patients to better understand the role of diet in managing their IBD symptoms. These objectives will be covered through addressing three very common patient questions that all clinicians should be able to give patients a brief and evidence-based answer to. One, can I use diet to manage my IBD? Two, is there food I should eat or avoid? Three, can I drink alcohol? If patients wish to explore questions one and two further, then a referral to an IBD experienced dietitian as the food and nutrition expert is recommended. So question one, can I use diet to manage my IBD? As you'll be aware, there are two main phases in IBD management, induction of remission and maintenance of remission. There are also other circumstances when diet and nutrition are important, such as perioperatively or in complicated fistulating disease, but these are discussed in other podcasts. The most widely researched and used nutritional therapy for IBD is in the induction of remission. The oldest and most widely used nutritional therapy is exclusive enteral nutrition. This involves cessation of eating and use of a medical nutrition formula as the sole source of nutrition. Exclusive enteral nutrition is an effective treatment for active Crohn's disease in both children and adults. For further information on this, you can see the ECHO e-learning course on exclusive enteral nutrition in pediatrics, and there is a separate course for use in adults. But briefly, this is a 6 to 8 week nutritional therapy that results in induction of remission in 2/3 to 3/4 of patients. It improves nutritional status, which is often impaired in those with IBD, and promotes promotes mucosal healing of the epithelium. Another more recent dietary therapy is partial enteral nutrition, so 50% of energy from a medical nutrition formula and 50% of energy from specific foods in phase one of the Crohn's disease exclusion diet. This is also a 6 week treatment that induces remission in both children and adults in 2/3 to 3/4 of patients. The research to date suggests that this regimen is as effective as exclusive enteral nutrition. It's great that we now have more than one nutritional therapy available, and whether or not we choose exclusive enteral nutrition or the Crohn's disease exclusion diet to induce remission may depend on the purpose of the treatment, such as are we treating inflammatory Crohn's disease? Is it being used as a bridge to another treatment, such as dilatation or surgery, or depending on the severity of symptoms? Patient personality and also their ability to follow a particular regimen are also important factors to consider. There are further induction or remission dietary treatments that are currently being researched. So over the next few years, we expect that there'll be more options available, including nutrition and dietary therapies for people with active ulcerative colitis. Can patients use diet to maintain IBD remission? As you'll be aware, we do not fully understand or are not able to predict when patients may have a flare-up of their inflammation. Some patients believe that eating certain foods results in a flare of symptoms. It is common that when the bowel is inflamed, the process of digestion can become symptomatic. And so it's the natural assumption that the food that is eating is causing those symptoms. As clinicians, it's important to explain and differentiate and support patients, explain and differentiate between inflammatory symptoms and functional symptoms. And it's important that we support patients to maintain adequate nutritional intake when they do have active inflammation. Diet can be used to manage functional symptoms and also symptoms related to chronic stricture and disease. Dietary advice on long-term management of non-inflammatory symptoms is best delivered with the support from a dietitian with IBD experience. This dietetic support enables patients to gain both knowledge and confidence to manage their symptoms in the long term whilst consuming a healthy and nutrition diet, a healthy and nutritious diet that supports maintenance of remission. So this leads quite nicely onto question two. Is there food I should eat more of or avoid? And this is a very common question, and it's very common that patients restrict or avoid certain foods. Following a restricted diet long-term, though, can result in inadequate consumption of a variety of nutrients and can lead to inadequate intake and micronutrient deficiencies. Inadequate nutrition intake or restrictive eating is associated with lower patient quality of life, greater fatigue, and avoidance of social situations that involve food. Based on the current evidence, eating a nutrition and balanced diet, so eating a variety of food and eating enough micronutrients as well as protein and dietary fiber, supports better overall health as well as better quality of life. Overall, eating well in remission is an important aspect of managing IBD. Some people may avoid particular foods unnecessarily, such as gluten, lactose, dairy, or higher fiber foods. A dietitian can support patients to eat a more varied and healthful diet within their individual preferences, their symptom profile, and their food beliefs. Question three, can I drink alcohol? This is a very common question that clinicians get asked. And the simple answer is that yes, people with IBD can drink alcohol, apart from when using specific antibiotics such as metronidazole. Patients are often relieved and surprised by this answer. However, there are some caveats. Alcohol does affect gut function and loose bowel motions after drinking alcohol are normal. Also, the more alcohol drunk, the more likely that patients will experience more symptoms. Anecdotally, the combination of drinking alcohol, going to bed later than normal, and getting less sleep usually has a greater toll on patients with IBD, and they often report that it takes them longer to recover than their friends or families without IBD. So overall, drinking alcohol occasionally and not in excess is usually well tolerated, and currently it's not thought to exacerbate inflammation. The three take-home messages from this podcast are: one, alcohol can be consumed; two, dietary variety when in remission is important to optimize nutritional intake and patient quality of life; three, nutritional therapies can be used to successfully induce disease remission in active Crohn's disease; and four, involving a dietitian with IBD experience is essential to improve patient outcomes and their experience with nutritional therapies. Please see the Echo e-learning courses for more information on and practical advice on using nutritional therapies in your practice.